Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels. We are looking at the Sermon on the Mount today, chapter 5, verses 27 through 28. Here's what Jesus said. You've heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Here, Jesus moved sin from the action to the intent, from the hands to the heart. And Jesus said, in effect, don't pat yourself on the back if you've restrained from the physical act while giving in to lust. John Calvin said it this way, let him who does not touch a woman not flatter himself, while in the meantime his heart inwardly burns with lust. So let me give you three ways to guard against lust. Number one, prepare for the battle. In his book, The Myth of the Greener Grass, J. Allen Peterson says this, temptation knows no stranger. Everyone is tempted and always will be. If you have a body in which you live, you'll be tempted through that body. If you're a sexual being, you will have sexual temptations. So you're in a battle. Admit it and prepare for it. Prepare for the battle. Number two, plan a strategy for victory. If something you are seeing is tempting you, stop looking at it. If something you are doing is tempting you, stop doing it. If some place you are going to is tempting you, stop going there. Be smart to plan your strategy for victory, not defeat. So prepare for the battle. Plan your strategy for victory. And number three, last one, lock arms with others. This is a battle you don't have to fight alone, and you shouldn't fight alone. Find another person who loves you enough to keep you accountable and be willing to answer the hard questions. Fighting together is the position of strength. Three ways to guard against lust. Prepare for the battle. Plan your strategy for victory. Lock arms together. Father, help me be wise enough to prepare, strategic enough to plan, and humble enough to invite others into my life who will keep me strong. I pray for your daily help in the battle. In Jesus' name, amen.